Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Trying not to change this offense here. The run game is working. Hugh over here wants to force that ball to A.J. Brown on Sunday. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. And joining us now, as she does every week, is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are you?
Good morning.
It is a good morning. Well, it feels better than the last couple mornings. How did you feel after listening to both those guys speak yesterday?
I actually felt a lot better. And, you know, Hugh knows I generally skew a little negative. I thought they were so comfortable. It surprised me. Normally, when these kind of things pop up, people get uptight. It started with the coach. Was he on with us Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
He was calm. BG was totally calm. I mean, he was
maybe too calm.
Pouring gasoline on stuff, and I love BG. He was, you know, calm. And I thought Jalen is always a little kind of uptight. He wasn't. And AJ was fine. So I felt a lot better after they spoke yesterday.
I did too. Especially Jalen, because he usually has one word answers. Like, remember the Sirianni issue in the summer when he didn't want to talk and he almost made it worse by kind of like stammering?
He was totally comfortable talking yesterday. Yeah. So that led me to believe that it was like, yeah, AJ was ticked, which he should have been, 4 targets. Could have used 1 more target for like 7 yards. It would have been fine. Not that I'm bitter or anything like that. He got upset about it and mentioned it. We all picked up on it and it was over.
Hopefully now it stays over. But here's the question, Rhea.
Yes.
Now what? Right. So we're talking about this morning whether or not they should just stick to what's worked, or after this whole thing, this whole week, do they try to appease AJ a little bit and target him more, focus more on him? And look, I think we all want the ball in his hands. He's a great player. When he averages like 18 yards a catch. But I just don't want them to make that the focus and to like Jalen forces it. All of a sudden, a ball gets tipped and it's picked off when there's no need to do that. Hugh thinks they got to get him the ball on Sunday. Where do you come down? Because obviously, four targets is too little, but forcing it, that's not good either.
I have three words for you.
Okay.
Joey Porter Jr. Mm. Okay. You know, he's got 15 penalties this year. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is you can do both in this game. Because in the Bengals game, Porter had 6 penalties called against him.
He's grabby.
He's a little handsy, as they like to say. Hugh, did you ever have 2 penalties called on you on the same play?
No.
He had 2 penalties.
If he has, let's find that and play the audio.
Yes. So, to me, this is a case where you can do both. You know, don't put it, because they force turnovers.
Sure.
They've got like 28. But if you get him in a one-on-one matchup, and the other guy, you know, they're both penalty. Mm-hmm. What is it, Dante Jackson, I guess?
Yes.
But Joey Porter Jr. is on a whole nother level with the penalties. Go deep. Don't give them a chance to pick it off. And maybe you get a couple calls and you're showing AJ, hey, we're going to you.
Yeah, and look,
That's it. You're trying to appease him at this point. It's not so much.
But don't put it in a situation.
You're not changing the game plan. Because, like, in 20 plays, I don't have a problem with him getting six targets.
Yeah, he should at least get 6 targets every game.
At least, you know, and so I don't have a problem with that. And that's not changing anything that we do as an offense, I should say.
And that's all. I think you can do both against this opponent just based on their secondary, especially if he's matched up with Porter Jr.
Well, and hopefully that works and is what it is on Sunday. Yeah. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, though, which is what AJ was addressing. It's what we've all noticed all year.
I text you during the game, and I said, Giglio's going to be unbearable this week.
The passing game, it's just not good enough.
I know.
And Rhea, I'm sure you guys on the morning show get callers like this, too, especially when Joe is critical of Jalen. There's a difference between being capable of doing something and actually doing it. Now, I don't think anyone that's watched Jalen for 5 years that thinks he's incapable of throwing. No. We watched him do it 2 years ago at a really high level.
He's gun-shy.
But he's not doing it right now.
He's averaging 135 yards passing in the last 3 games. I mean, that's
bad.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
And I get, you know, what Saquon's doing.
There's context.
And that's phenomenal. So there is context. He's got it. You've got open receivers. You have to pull the trigger. I mean, everybody in that stadium could see it.
Yeah. And the bottom line is this. I'm not asking you to get away from what you've been doing.
Yeah, we're not 400 yards passing.
No, we're
here.
We're not doing that. But we all believe, or we all know, that in order to have success and to ultimately get to where we want to be, you got to get those receivers involved.
And that was AJ's point, I think, on Sunday, that what we're doing right now, we beat the Panthers,
it's cool,
but it's not
but
good
it's
enough.
Like, and to your point, Joe had a stat yesterday, like most of the defenses that we faced weren't that good.
No.
You know, we've 2 or 3 defenses were in the top 5 that we faced.
The Ravens had the top run defense, right?
Yes.
Now Pittsburgh has another one. But I think they've only faced one top 10 scoring defense the whole season.
Yeah.
So, like, they haven't even seen the biggest challenges yet, and it's hard to throw.
But, you know, they've got T.J. Watt. And
they're a problem.
He could be a game record. Here's where he gets, and I don't know how much I should have looked at this. Jalen seems much more comfortable in the no huddle. When they're just moving, I guess, because...
I agree.
Is that, Hugh, they can see what the defense is doing more?
It's
a little bit more predictable?
Well, I think because we noticed this weekend, he wasn't under center as much over the last couple of weeks. But even with that, Rhea, there were times where he still held the ball too long.
Yeah.
And it's an anomaly. Whatever it is that's going on with him in the passing game, it's an anomaly. And I've heard people have reckless speculation talking about maybe he is gunshot. That's not the first time that I've heard gun-shy when it comes to the quarterback.
Well, it certainly looked that way on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that anybody's talking out of line.
Yeah.
So to me, it's one of two things. Either he's gun-shy to make a bad decision, right? Interception, because so many early in the season, and then they're winning in part because he's not turning the ball over. Or he's not seeing it the way we think he's seeing it, right? Like you and I, the three of us on the screen or at the game, he's wide open. But you watch some of these replays, he kind of looks that way, and then he doesn't, which makes me wonder, is he not reading
it? We need to stick a GoPro on him
and
see where his eyes are.
Do you see this?
Or what are you doing?
I wonder if he's just not reading things the way it looks like it, like, because it happens quickly on the field, right? Yeah. Like a corner's there and then he drops and you're like, wait, throw it over his head. But maybe he thinks he's not going to drop. Like, maybe the defenses are confusing him more than any of us acknowledge. I don't know.
Hugh, in meetings, does that get, I mean, because, and I know you were in defensive meetings, but.
But you're always asked, what were you thinking?
Yeah, that's okay. Play? So what would be his answer on those things, do you think?
I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine.
But they're bringing these plays up and saying, why didn't you throw it?
It might be one of those ones, because I remember Jim being in meetings and say, hey, well, you know, talking about me, all the defensive end needs to play that a little bit better. He needs to do a better job of, you know, containing outside.
53. The defensive end. Yeah.
No, he'll say the right defensive end needs to, you know. So I'm assuming when the quarterback's out there, that they're saying, hey, what were you thinking on this play? What did you see? What was your first read? What was your progression?
So he's seeing it.
I would assume. And I was telling Joe this. I can't, if I was a quarterback, Rhea, and I had the caliber of receivers that I have in AJ and Devontae.
You'd throw to them all the time?
Rhea, that's my first read every play. Yeah. Every pass play, you have to think that AJ Brown is the primary.
Yeah,
he's the primary. I would assume. I'm not
he's
like
my
again.
Home run, he's my
I'm
home
not a,
run guy.
I'm not a quarterback, but I would assume he's the primary.
And he had. We were always talking before the deep balls. Never worried about them with him. He was fine with throwing.
He's throwing in triple coverage.
Yeah,
but now all of a sudden you can't find him, and you found him when he had three dudes covering him at one point.
He's got pink cleats on. He's pretty.
You can't
easy
miss
to,
him.
You can't miss him. That's why he's open. He's wearing pink cleats.
What the hell are you doing?
Imagine if that story came out, he switched to the brightest cleats possible so JL could see him. Now, I just think at 215-592-9494 that, like, they keep winning like this, Rhea, but I think deep down what AJ was saying is it's not going to work long term.
That was the best thing I heard a player say, because it appears they're not ignoring the elephant in the room of last year. He just said, look, you know, hey, we went to the Super Bowl, we were 10-1, and everything went right off the tracks. Like, this can't happen again. So I actually loved hearing that from him.
I think the messaging is fine. It's just the way this week happened. It's just, you don't usually see a team on a 9-game winning streak have, I mean, what happened with Brandon on Monday night, I've never seen Rhea in my whole life as a sports fan.
He was high.
20 straight minutes. 20 straight minutes airing those two out. And I think he did it from a good place, but like, I've never seen that before. And Hughes still thinks he was high.
He was high, Rhea. He was high.
Just because you were doesn't mean he was.
I'm stealing that line.
That man ain't said nothing in 13 years. Now, all of a sudden,
he was holding back. He had one night.
I think it was done on purpose.
I do too.
I mean, I just it because Nick wasn't upset about it. That's what, you know, when we had
that's what you got. That's what you got from it.
Yeah, I got
like the hockey enforcer. Know, go out and listen. Well, we need to start a fight.
Or
Angelo used to make me yell at the contributors. He used to be like, you tell him that if he does this again, like I had to be the bad guy. Hugh knows this. You go tell Hugh. You know, or you know, somebody, what, we had a contributor once who fell asleep during the show. You tell him. I had, and Abe will tell you, I had to yell at everybody. I had to be the bad guy.
So BG had to be the bad guy.
Somebody has to be the bad guy. And if you're going to pick a bad guy, BG's a pretty good bad guy.
He's the nicest guy to be the bad guy.
He's so nice, and he's the most tenured Eagle. But I also feel like this, too. After he said it, Coach Sirianni had to do damage control, so he couldn't.
100%.
And I don't know if you noticed this about Coach Sirianni. He's a lot more calm in general in these press conferences. Now, he has every moments where, you know, he still long talks just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. But for the most part, he's gotten better.
He was so good with us on two, because I thought, you know, this is where I feel better about this season than last season. Nobody got it. The only person was like, Jordan Mailata, all right, we're done. We're moving on. Mm-hmm. Done with this. Stop. You know, but AJ seemed fine talking yesterday. Jalen seemed fine, and so did Nick.
They did. Yeah, and I agree with you about Nick on Tuesday. I thought he handled it well. I they're better than they were last year. I don't fear the collapse like last year quite as much.
There's certainly a better defense.
Well, by far. Yeah, the passing game not quite as good. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Come out and check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. One of our favorite places.
Yeah, John Marco's the best.
I can't remember the name of the some of the drinks. Let me pull up on my, because I had written them down.
Yeah, last time you just started shouting them on the air.
You were probably high.
No, I was. I wasn't. Normally, it's not at work when I partake in the edibles.
Normally, yeah. Anthony's jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Eastbound and down, load them up and truck them. We gonna do what they say can't be done.
That's what I'm talking about.
We haven't heard that song much this week, Anthony. I like it. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I know we haven't heard that song much, man. We right back on track, right back where we need to be. We can put all this nonsense behind us. We're on to Pittsburgh, man. And yes, I want to keep running the ball. We are at an unbelievable pace, 13 straight games with 100 or more team total rushing yards. I would love to continue that, but that doesn't mean when the passes are there, Jalen has to hit AJ. I'm not saying force feed him, but like how Hugh words been all week. Hugh, what's your word, Hugh?
I've said so much stuff.
Efficient.
I say so much. I ain't know
how does he know your word and you don't know your word? It's your word.
I mean, I say so much stuff, man. You know, some of this is in one ear and out the other.
Well,
I
mean, it's a talk show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Don't laugh at that, Rhea. Don't laugh at Kyle.
I like how your own things are in one ear, out the other. Not even what I'm saying or the callers. Like, whatever you say in one ear.
You're supposed to remember what you said.
Yeah, I say so
what did
much,
I say
so.
Yesterday? I don't know. Go ahead, Anthony. Sorry. He was in one ear, out the other.
Hey, you Douglas, man. You're the man, bro. I
appreciate
nobody
you, man.
Says about you. You're the
and
man.
We all say a lot about him.
Yeah, every day.
Hey, Rhea, how you doing, Rhea? It's nice to finally talk to you. I know the morning show they talk to behind the wall.
On that
but
other
we
show.
Not like the morning show, Rhea. How you doing?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you?
Like how she just
I'm doing like swell, man. I'm on the Pittsburgh. And whatever this is, it's behind us. And man, let's go to New Orleans, man. I don't want nothing stopping my bus ride to New Orleans, man.
Yeah, so Anthony's on the bus.
He's on the bus.
He's already there.
Yeah. Well, you're already there, Anthony? He's good.
No, you already in New Orleans?
Or you're on the bus already?
He's on the bus.
Yeah, we got to wait like 6 weeks.
I'm on the bus already. I'm making sure the bus is, you know, nice and clean for you guys.
I do like that, though, the idea of a clean bus until we got Anthony. Good phone call. Before we go any further, we got to thank our friends over at Wendy's. They brought us some amazing food here. They brought us everything. Mushroom bacon cheeseburger, chicken sandwiches, fries, and this new salted caramel frosty.
Yeah, that salted caramel frosty go hard, man. That's pretty good.
Gilio is dipping his fries in it.
Yeah, I'm doing that too.
It was great. So I think this came up a few weeks ago.
I was trying to explain to you that it's the best frosty to dip a fry in now.
Oh, yeah, and I thought you were crazy.
Yeah, it's
and then
salted
I tried
caramel,
it.
Nice salty fry. I mean,
you might be right on this. It's
He's
really
like,
good.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. We appreciate them coming out. Try the new Wendy's Mushroom Bacon Cheeseburger today. Roasted mushrooms, crispy bacon, Munster cheese, and creamy garlic spread on Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef for some mushroomy, bacony goodness. It's got to be Wendy's. All right, let's have to talk to Judge in Ardmore here. Hey, Judge.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Judge?
Yes, I had to call in because I've been stewing over this, over sort of A.J. Brown in general. But, like, ever since last year, I feel he was the issue last year. I mean, the guy's going off on the sidelines. He had 1,500 yards last year. And you know what? This year, he's complaining. 3 weeks ago, he had 110 yards and a touchdown. You know, Devontae Smith hasn't had more than 37 yards in the last 3 weeks. He's gotten two catches last week. You haven't heard a peep out of him. A.J. Brown is number four in the NFL in yards per
Devontae
game.
Devontae missed a couple games.
Yeah, that don't mean he ain't happy either.
Well, he didn't seem happy after the game either.
He didn't.
No,
he just didn't say it. Yeah, he wasn't as vocal.
But A.J. is number one in the league in yards per catch. He's number four in the league in yards per game because he missed three games. He's already on pace for over 1,000. He's going to have more yards this year than he ever had in Tennessee. And they're winning, and he's still complaining. And it doesn't matter. Jalen Hurts' numbers this year look exactly the same as they did in 2022. He's on pace for 3,600. He threw for 37 that year. So on pace for the same amount of touchdowns, more rushing touchdowns. He's fine. They're winning. A.J. Brown can't shut his mouth. It's driving me crazy.
But wait a minute. Can I stop season. You, Judge? Can I just stop you for a minute? Because this is where it kind of – he was asked a question. I mean, you make it sound like he ran up and stood on his chair and threw his helmet down and said,
well,
damn
he did
it.
Throw his helmet on his head.
I'm talking about at the press conference.
I know, but the throwing of the helmet did lead to the questions.
He was asked a question, and he answered him.
Well, his body language also sucked.
Okay, but he was upset.
Yeah, he was.
Name me one receiver that's a good one that doesn't complain about not catching the ball.
On a 9-game winning streak?
No, DeVonta Smith. Still name me one.
DeVonta Smith.
But he wasn't happy. We just admitted he wasn't happy.
Yeah, he wasn't. He just said something.
He's not happy.
I don't have a – here's the thing is, I wouldn't have had a big problem with AJ if he had added game to his comments. He said passing,
He was being passive aggressive.
Of course, but he's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
And you know what the messed up part about it, though, Rhea, is?
But he was mad about that. Judge, he was mad about that specific game. They should have beaten them by more than.
He put voice to what we all have been saying for weeks.
We were all saying it in the game.
We were saying it, but you
but
know what?
But did he have to do it publicly?
But see, this is the problem, Joe. When he did it, we were all talking about it. But when he did it, we reacted in a way like, oh, see, he's a malcontent. Because I heard people, like, immediately after he said it, people, oh, he's a malcontent. I'm like, dog, we've been complaining about this passing game for the last couple of weeks.
Well, we're all malcontents.
Yeah, because we've been complaining. Like, we've been complaining about it.
Yeah.
But now we're vilifying him for saying what we actually felt.
Go ahead, Judge.
I don't think you're wrong, Hugh. But the thing is, of all the people on the team,
it had to be him.
He's the one that shouldn't have said it because he's the one.
He's considered a malcontent.
Well, Jahan Dotson can't say it.
He had to say something. He's seen his season go to waste last year because they had a great team. They're going to have a great team this year go to waste again because somebody has an argument.
No, but Judge.
That's why BG said something. He's tired of it.
But Judge, you're right. But like to Rhea's point, out of all the people that could have said it,
AJ,
he's the only one that cares. No way. Just like BG, when he said it, we took it and ran with it. Cause we're sitting there. Me and Ike are sitting there after when he said it, and we was like, "Wow,
yeah."
And he said,
"My alerts on my phone kept going off, and I'm just like, what is happening?"
This was the best. BG got off stage, right?
And he knew immediately, right?
He said, "Did I say too much?" I said, "Yeah, but I said you did."
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know, I love you.
Yeah.
We about to take this and run with this dog. We about to do what we do.
Yes.
And he
Welcome
was like, oh,
W-I-B.
Man. And I was like, hey, bro. I said, it's cool, dog. You know, I said, I'm going to talk bad about you, but I still love you.
Yeah.
My phone was
blowing up.
And I text Joe. And I said, I was like, he just framed me.
Yeah, you did. I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, and I went back and listened to the whole thing. So quickly on AJ.
Yeah.
You guys are right, and I understand why he's frustrated. There is an element, though, with him now. He's been here 3 years.
Yeah.
In each year, while they're winning, he is annoyed at times. Like, this is his personality, right? The Giants playoff game, remember, he was annoyed when they were winning?
Yes.
Last year, the Monday night game, or whatever, it was Thursday night against the Vikings when they were winning in week 2. And then down the stretch of the season, remember, he didn't want to talk to the media.
Yeah.
And then this year.
Well, there was something going on.
Well, there was. He's loud. That's what he is.
There are people who are really great at what they do.
It's your fault.
It is your fault. Sometimes people who are really great at what they do also are super demanding and talk a lot because they are really great at what they do.
Exactly.
I mean, I've worked with enough people. I mean, you know, I bring up Angela,
who
was never satisfied. I mean, he made a joke to me one time. I got like 4 of the GMs on in like a 24-hour period. And I was kind of like,
enough.
I got it going on. He's like, who you got for me tomorrow? He's like, I don't care if you get me the Pope, you know, Mother Teresa, the president, and the prime minister. You better deliver that, you know. I mean, so I think some people who are just extremely talented are also demanding not just of themselves, but the people around them.
I agree with that.
And they're not shy about saying it.
And I think that's okay. It's just...
The media, it was, again, if he had said our passing game, I don't think any of this would have happened. It was just passing that went, oh, ding, 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 ding. Yep. That's about Jalen.
And it led to all this crazy stuff for a few days. All right, 215-592-9494. For Rhea, we appreciate you being with us as always. Quiet week this week. We didn't have much to talk about.
Not quiet at all.
No.
I look forward to my texts usually ripping Kellen Moore we'll see.
Oh, yeah. They come fast, too.
You should pre-write them.
I should pre-write them.
We know what's going to happen. They're not going to score in the first quarter.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a lock. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll keep the calls going. Plus, the aforementioned Kellen Moore, what he said this week about getting AJ the ball and the reason that the passing offense isn't good enough right now. Should they give AJ more targets or just keep the offense where it is? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Thanksgiving might be over, but the season of gatherings, it isn't done yet. Make your next holiday meal unforgettable with Hatfield. That's right. I'm talking about pork. Put some pork on your fork. Hatfield's delicious marinated pork tenderloins, bacon. Y'all know how I feel about bacon. Love bacon. Ham and ham steaks are the perfect centerpiece for any holiday meal. If you need some inspiration, visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. This season, people, go beyond tradition and find your flavor with Hatfield.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you cannot run the ball away from T.J. Watt. Whenever you do so, he's chasing down. And that last play to me is so important because that's the quarterback run game. And the Steelers understand how to defend it. We saw in that play, T.J. Watt is tackling the dive. He's coming downhill, and the linebackers are scraping over the top to get to Jaden Daniels. So when you talk about the Eagles and their run game with the zone schemes and then Jalen keeping the ball at times, they're going to be prepared for it. And I think they're going to force Philly to put the ball in his hands, Jalen Hurts, and force him to throw the ball on the outside.
Welcome back, Midday Show. The voice of Jason McCourty, ESPN.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He ain't lying.
Talking about how the Steelers could try to force the Eagles to throw that football on Sunday. Where do you come down? Should they target A.J. Moore? Should they focus on A.J. now after everything has hopefully been buried a little bit here? Everyone's calmed down a little bit. Now what? Should they try to get A.J. the ball more or just stay the course with the offense? I say stay the course. You want to get the ball to A.J. 215-592-9494. It's a Twitter question sponsored by the P.I. Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. I'm very curious, people come down on the poll today on this one. Should the Eagles focus on getting A.J. Brown targets on Sunday?
I didn't
think about how I phrased that one. All right. 53% say stick to what's worked. 47% say yes. So in to use your vernacular on this, you're losing the poll today.
Well, you know what it is? Because people don't, like, I think people aren't being, you know, they don't understand what's being said. We're not going to win the Super Bowl with the formula that we have presently. We're not going to do it.
I agree, but if the quarterback isn't more efficient, to use your word, they could throw it 100 times. It won't matter.
Yeah, but the thing is this: I think that the efficiency is the thing. I think when people hear run the ball more or change the offense, they think that I'm thinking bombs away, just go into the game and start throwing. No, I'm not saying that. We have to be more efficient in the passing game. We got to feed AJ. We got to give him more touches than that.
See, this is where I agree, but I disagree with you. So let me paint a picture for Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Steelers come in. They stack the box. They're playing well up front. They make it harder on Saquon than maybe any team has all year, or at least in a while, right? And as great as Saquon is, this is probably the biggest challenge he's faced the entire season. It wouldn't shock me if Saquon on Sunday has, I don't know, 95 yards instead of 155, and it's just more of a challenge. If the game ends and the Eagles win and Jalen Hurts is 20 of 25 and those passes go to Jahan Dotson and Craig Calcaterra and Devontae Smith has a 150-yard game, I care less about A.J. Brown and his particular targets on Sunday. I don't care. If they win and Jalen plays his best game and they all go to Devontae and Calcaterra, I'm not going to lose any sleep Sunday night if I see a one catch, 6 yards next to A.J. Brown's name, if it all plays out the way I said.
No, I mean, I
don't
hear what
need
you're saying,
him to have targets.
But 9 times out of 10, if we're being fair, if we're being realistic about what you're saying, anytime a pass play is drawn up, any I don't care what pass play it is, A.J.'s your primary target.
Sure. But if they take it away, you got to go to number two.
And that's the thing. If I'm not saying force him the ball, but have more of a be more conscious of
a focus,
the situation. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Because for whatever reason, we're still sitting here recklessly speculating.
Darn right.
About what happened on that second play of the game.
Well, I could tell you what happened. Why AJ was open and Jalen didn't throw it. I mean, I don't know why he didn't,
but I know what happened. Hey, Joe, in a nutshell, that's what happened.
He was wide open.
We're trying to figure out.
And the quarterback didn't throw it.
Why did that happen? Why did it happen that way? Why did it happen that way?
Well, we could have all our theories. I mean, mine is he doesn't see the field well enough.
I just feel like this might come up again in the near future.
What was that?
His targets don't matter to me. It's wins and losses.
Good player, Joe.
He's a hell of a player.
He's a great player.
We got a $30 million decoy. That, to me, that math ain't – math ain't my thing. That math ain't math.
Nine wins in a row as a decoy.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I'm just not – that's not worried about it.
Come on, man. We've been around enough football teams to know this dog don't – eventually this dog ain't going to hunt. We've been talking about this for weeks. But the fact that Saquon Barkley, everybody and their mama knew at some point, when is it going to be? When he ain't happy no more. It just so happened to happen. That's why, to me, it's crazy for people to say, oh, well, they're mad at AJ And you knew this was going. You knew this was going to happen.
I know, but we thought it would happen after a loss. It happened after a win. I mean,
you knew this. You knew he wasn't going to be happy.
It's almost like,
but now y'all surprised. Like y'all run around act like y'all surprised.
Yeah, but wait, it's almost like you ever have a disagreement with a significant other. You know, it's kind of brewing. But you do it like you got to pick your moment. You don't do don't do it on like the holidays. You don't do it on a family party.
More than times, significant others don't care. When they feel like it's time to act the fool, they're going to act the fool.
Well, I guess you're right on that. All right, 215.
They don't care about timing. They don't care about your feelings.
94.94.
About to act the fool.
All right, hopefully this guy doesn't act the fool Sunday. Kellen Moore spoke this week. Listen to what he said about trying and how they do try to get AJ the ball.
I'm going to focus more on trying to find different ways to increase the likelihood of the ball going to him. Ultimately, the quarterback has to play based off the reaction of the defense and trust that there's progressions within a play. And then, you know, for us, we're always going to evaluate how can we get it to him sooner and create those opportunities. And again, it's really about probability.
Well, that was interesting the way he framed it. The focus, but also ultimately, it's about the quarterback trusting the progressions. I feel like that is... It was his way of softly telling us what might be the issue. Maybe this quarterback's not trusting what he's seeing.
He ain't throwing him the ball. Okay, now I'm just reckless speculating. Okay, let me stop.
You gonna stop?
No, I'm being a mug.
All right, let's talk.
I mean, you know, that's what it sounded like to me.
I like how you said, "Let me stop." Then you're like, "No, hold on, one more, one more little speculation."
Let me just drop one more speculation out there.
Let's talk to Donald of Chester. Let him speculate. What's up, Donald?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's going on?
Hey,
man?
Donald.
I don't know, man. I'm listening to you guys. You know,
it sound like with a mouth full of food.
Yeah, you know it.
What do you have? Is lunchtime or is this like a breakfast sandwich? What do you got?
How about that D, baby?
Wow.
Extra cheese and sausage.
Cheese, sausage, and cheese? Is that what
said? Sausage sandwich.
Pizza with sausage. All
That's
right.
What I'm talking about. Breakfast of champions.
There you go.
But, you know, listen, man.
All right, Donald, hold on a second.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Donald, get yourself together.
I got Don called with a whole mouthful of pizza. Say, look here, man.
So, can I just ask politely for everyone in the audience? We welcome everyone's phone call. And I know that you don't know when your call is going to get pulled up, right? Like you get on the Kyle, you call Kyle, he puts you on the board. You don't know when I'm going to go to
but
you.
Don't just eat. Call with a mouthful
well,
of pizza.
No. I'm even saying that's okay. But when I call your name and say Donald, maybe we swallow the bite we're currently chewing and don't put the next one in. I feel like that's not a hard ask.
I don't
ask.
Know, dog. If it's some good pizza, though, if it's that, fire pizza, you got to do what you got to do.
It doesn't feel like a hard ask.
Pizza at 11:30? That's live. That's live.
I think he was quite ready to pause the eating. Which was the issue there.
Yeah, and I felt like he put an extra bite in as we were talking
absolutely.
To him, and that we can't do. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
You already know what it is.
I think I was not logged into the
Zoom call.
Anyway,
now Bruce! We get Bruce on his Zoom.
I mean, come on.
All right.
Bruce! we get on Zoom call.
Wow.
I respect the fact that people are at work listening to us.
Not working.
It's live.
All right. It's good. All right. 215-592-94, whatever. Can we take a quick pause here to let everyone know what they should be listening for? Because as you know, every day we are trying to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. So let's let everyone hear the sound of the next time you hear this coming up, you will have a chance to call in. So here's what it sounds like for Hugh's holiday stocking.
It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Hurts my feelings every time I hear
it's
that.
So good. All right, there's the sounder. Next time, over the course of the rest of the show, you hear this, call in 215-592-949 for your chance to win today a pair of Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, clear tote bag, and the grand prize, which we will give away. All of our qualifying winners automatically entered a Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, smoking chips, Weber Spirit 2 Grill, and a 55-inch smart TV, all brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniels. Next time you hear the sounder, call and we'll find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today. All right, let's go back to Bruce. I believe the Zoom call is either muted or he's just going to ignore them. Hey, Bruce.
Yep.
What's up,
Hello?
Bruce?
Hello.
What's up, man?
Bruce, what's up?
Sorry about the technicalities there, brothers.
It's all right. We're always interested in what's going on the Zoom call, so we're good.
I know, hopefully none of my secret squirrel stuff leaks out, but yeah, Gotta pay attention to that. But anyway, man. Look, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I probably have not called into the morning show yet. I mean, one day they're just going to cause me to lose my religion, and maybe I'll call in there under the influence of Molly Percocets and just say Percocet. Say what I really need
Molly
to say.
Molly Percocet, yeah.
Because they're still trying to go at AJ about what he said. Well, I don't believe him. You know, I mean, what more does this man have to say? Okay.
Well, actually, I think he needs to say less. I mean, I think that's that. Like, you know, not yesterday, Bruce. He had to speak yesterday. He had to clear the air.
Correct.
I think for a lot of people, it would make them feel better if, like, less talk after the game when he's frustrated rather than more. I think that's probably what people are hoping for.
But see, he was honest. And he said what we were all thinking. It needed to be said by somebody. And I had no... Up until BG said something about it, when everybody was like, okay, you know what? It was constructive criticism until BG. When BG said, that's when this thing took legs and it went off into a flying, burning hell of foolishness, okay? I think it needed to be said because it was true on everything we had all been saying. But moving forward, though, I think that this is also an indictment, again, on the coaching staff. Here's my thing about it. See, nobody can question AJ. Look, this man is out here blocking for Barkley. You know, nobody should be questioning his dedication to the team, okay? He's doing everything he's been doing up to this point, and it just happened to have this last, you know, up until this last situation. So I'm with AJ all the way when it comes down to how this thing plays out. But I'm gonna tell you something else. Mm-hmm. You know, the coaching staff, man, they need to get it together because see, if they saw that problem, one of the questions he said, did anybody talk to y'all? No. In game, if you're having issues like that, why is Kellen Moore or Sirianni or somebody else? Hey guys, come on, let's do a quick huddle. Let's get the tablet out. Let's figure out what's going on in game. Somebody, y'all should be having active communication during the game and just letting stuff stew and you're getting video clips. Everybody being frustrated and nobody's talking to each other. That's a leadership issue. And they need to get better at that, and they need to get a handle on it because it's not going to be the last time you're going to have issues. And they just need to be more proactive on addressing these problems on the fly instead of letting
I agree. I mean, on, it's funny that you said that, Bruce. On TV in front of us, ESPN's, you know, they're still talking about this. Bruce, we appreciate it. They got the clip of AJ annoyed on the sideline Sunday and Devontae trying to calm him down. Maybe he was upset too. I don't know. But his point is maybe the coaches come over and try to calm these guys down in the game rather than – what do you make of that?
Yeah. You know what's funny about it? It's like this is not something new when it comes to high-caliber, high-talented receivers – and quarterback problems or quarterback issues.
It's every year in the NFL.
It's everybody deals with this. And good coaches always, you know, you have some coaches that go into this situation and say, hey, well, I'm going to run my offense, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes you need to say something just like hey, dog, we got to feed AJ. It might not happen, but you're letting AJ know that you're on his mind. You know what I'm saying?
Appeasing him, making him feel better?
Kind of like, hey, AJ, hey, man, we're going to get you in the game, dog. Just give me some time. That's all you got to say. But I think it came to a head when we all saw the play, and we all sat there and looked at it when we perceived that that Jalen saw AJ and didn't throw the ball to him. That's where I think – it was really a problem because he was wide open and he still didn't get the ball.
Let me address something Bruce said. I'm curious what everyone thinks of it and what you think of it, Hugh. He said he's not upset at AJ because AJ said we were all thinking. But like, not everyone could be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. We joke about the drunk uncle. Not every day requires a drunk uncle telling you things that you don't maybe need to hear in front of everyone. Like what he did, yes, I think... We've all probably had this internal battle in our head this week. Like, AJ's probably right, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in fact, I think he is right. Pass the game's an issue. Jalen is not playing well enough right now. But it's one thing for me to say it. It's one thing for our callers to say it. It's one thing for you to say it. We're fans. You know, you're ex-player, you are. Like, you see, he's his teammate in the locker room after the game. Do you think it's a good thing, or do you think there's a line here?
And I know a lot of people are going to feel like I'm playing semantics, mm-hmm. but
here we go.
You can't even let me get it out. But what he said was not directed towards the quarterback. Now we can imply that it was. Because we have, and that's that we know, because Kyle's already looking at me with his arms folded, mad at me.
Semantics,
no, but it wasn't as pointed as we make it out to be. Because we all felt it, but when I heard it, to be honest, full disclosure, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, he's talking about the quarterback, but he's also talking about the passing game. Because we've been talking about the passing game for weeks. We've been talking about that for weeks. So if I'm the quarterback, I hear what he's saying. But I also understand that it's the collective. Mm. You know, it's the collective. But you know, he's the guy that touches the ball every time. But it's the way that how it's going down. And if we're being fair in the situation, Jalen said the same thing in the press conference.
There also is one other element to the Eagles offense that I think is unique. Not every offense is like this. Hugh, I also wonder how many times Jalen decides to keep it himself. Or hand it on the RPO that AJ might not agree with that. Right? The Eagles' offense isn't straight run or pass, right?
Mm-hmm. It's all predicated on what Jalen sees.
Right, so Jalen's mind and his opinion on what he's seeing holds a larger weight here than other offenses. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how it all works in other teams. A lot of teams do use some element of the RPO. But, like, it's not as simple as Kellen Moore calls pass, and we know AJ is the number one option. He likely is getting the ball in that play. Jalen's got a lot of opinion on this. So, like, maybe AJ also thinks Jalen's not making the right read. Like, hey, instead of you holding it this time, let's get to a pass. I don't know what he's thinking other than he's annoyed and he tried to clear it up yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Self in North Philly. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Self?
Hey, look, I got Hugh.
Yes.
Me and you usually on the same side a lot of times on things.
I already know how you feel about
it's
this.
It's about time he's with a football guy like me. Go ahead, Self.
Let me say this. I need y'all to hear me out on this, right? Number one, hell no, you don't feed him the ball. What are we doing? Giving the crybaby baby, throwing a tantrum, what he want? We don't do that. I got a one-year-old right here. She fall out and have a temper tantrum. She ain't getting nothing.
Oh, he part, that's how self you part do of the old-ass daddy club
you
like me.
You treat like a baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number two, right? Only thing they can do to put a Band-Aid on this bullet wound is win the Super Bowl. Because it's out there now.
Damn, bullet wound, though.
He's right. Because what happens is, if it was just an offense, he should have said offense. I mean, and that includes running or whatever. Because Saquon ain't had 200 yards on Sunday. He had 100 or something. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, if you're not talking about Jalen, then say offense. Stay passing, because passing is going to lead to speculation. We know what he meant. We're sitting here trying to defend this dude. We know exactly what he meant. You know what I'm saying? When BG spoke, that was BG tied to his BS too. And it's probably other players that tied to his nonsense. Tennessee Titans let him go for a reason. What was that reason? Exactly what he's doing now. It's just him. Vontae only feeling discomfort now because he got a cancerous piece going through his earpiece. Stop playing, man. This dude is a cancer. Get rid of him. Let somebody else like have that AJ problem, and let's get another receiver in here that accompanies Vontae, really, and let's play football, man. Period. This dude's a cancer. Get rid of him.
Self, good phone call, man. Always appreciate it.
The one thing that I am never wrong about, mm-hmm. is Self does not like AJ Brown. At all. And see, this Self, you know, you my brother and I love you to death, but this is why I can't agree, because you can't be objective in this situation, because you just can't stand him. And to be honest, AJ is a hell of a receiver. And when you look at the numbers with him on the field, we have a lot of success with AJ.
In fact, they haven't lost a game with him on the field this
he's
year.
He's a big part of Jalen's success. I hear what you're saying, but again, man, like I said, every good team that I've been on has had one of those guys. And I ain't been on too many of them, but they've had one of those guys. Receivers are different.
But sometimes they're too loud. Let me give you an example. The Bills, there was a lot of people thought they took a downgrade this year when they got rid of Stephon Diggs. Doesn't look like they downgraded.
They're having issues with the passing game, but they're still winning. They're still winning.
I mean, I think their offense is better now than it was last year.
Stephon was loud, but man, I tell you, it's
too loud.
It's something different when you have that guy. When you have Keyshawn, you know, we didn't win that first year he was there, but that second one, you got that guy. Like, it's different. T.O. here, it's something where you have to learn. And I think coaches nowadays do a better job of appeasing those guys.
They do. It's interesting the examples you use, though, but how many of the loudest receivers have actually raised the trophy?
How many? Jerry Rice was he was different, but it was a different era.
Different era.
And he came from HBCU, so that was different.
I would like the ones you named. Like, T.O. didn't raise a trophy.
He didn't. Keyshawn did. Keyshawn won one in Tampa. And he was loud. He was loud and boisterous in Tampa.
Antonio Brown didn't raise a trophy.
He did. Yes, he did. Antonio Brown in Tampa.
I don't know if he was on that
Antonio,
team.
AB was on that. He was on that Tampa Bay team. Because remember, he came back the next year and he went berserk. Antonio, if I'm not mistaken,
him
Antonio
the
Brown
won. I don't remember
was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers championship team.
If you're right, then I'm wrong.
Let me make sure, Joe. Let me make sure.
So he eventually arrived there.
Because remember he got
but
cut.
But I remember it was
he got cut by the Raiders.
I remember Evans and Godwin when they won the Super Bowl, not him on that team.
I think he was on that team.
Okay, we'll go back and look. But the bottom line is, like, AJ's a great player. I don't want to move off AJ. That's not what I'm alluding to. I'm just like, if every year they're winning and he finds a way to be upset, that gets old after a while. And it gets old. I mean, it gets old after a while in a locker room. And maybe that's what BG was alluding to.
He appeared in two and he won one. He won one. He won 2021.
2021 Super Bowl.
He won with the Buccaneers. He won with the Buccaneers.
Okay. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will, what's up? He lost with the Steelers against the Packers.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Will.
Listen, man, this is one thing, man, and like I keep saying, it comes down to the coordinators and the coaches, man. As y'all watching this season go on, right, how you're not trying to and wanting to incorporate the passing? You dig what I'm saying? Because as you look, the further we get down and closer to the Super Bowl and to the playoffs, you got more passing teams. So that means you're going to have to step the game up. And guess what? This next game, they're not going to force you to pass. You should want to pass, okay? The whole thing is you're going to have to, and just like what Rhea said too earlier about the hurry-up offense, you're going to have to get your timing down. And that's what something that they should have been working on with Jalen. He understands what his flaw is.
Mm-hmm.
His timing is off, right? So the whole thing is, see, when Jalen's taking off, a lot of quarterbacks still look downfield as they run it.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Jalen just runs. He like, I got to get these yards, or I got to contribute some way. You know what I mean? He's not continuously looking down the field. So he got to work on that a little bit. Another thing, man. With this A.J. Brown, see, the whole thing is, man, listen, I know you a diva, and I know before Saquon came on. All right, let me give you a quick analogy. This is just like you got your girlfriend, right? And your girlfriend, week after week, showing you and kind of like telling you, like, dad, babe, you ain't spending no time with me no more. Well, somebody else got your attention? So you're infatuated with this new chick, you know, not really trying to leave your old one, but you're infatuated. So you start, you know, giving her more time, paying her more attention. That's just like with Saquon right now. Jalen's paying Saquon more attention, and he's not really focusing on the rest of the team. The last thing I'm going to say, I know I went all over the place, but the last thing I'm going to say, the reason why the Lions is so good and they only lost one game, because they have balance. They got the run, and guess what? They got a whole bunch of plays when they passing that ball, so that momentum could keep going.
Yeah, they spread it around. It's a good point, Will. I mean, they had like five guys had six catches in a game recently. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, right back to all your phone calls on this coming up, and we'll play what Dan Orlovsky said about how the Eagles have to approach Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next with all your phone calls right here on the Midday Show.
Here's how it goes.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
It's that time. To figure out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, 215-592-9494. Hop in right now. You can ask us one yes or no question and then give a guess. Today's theme, Hugh, I believe, is a you're putting a person in your stocking.
Yeah, it's a person.
All right, there is
a whole person.
A whole person in Hugh's holiday stocking. Your chance to guess and win an incredible prize on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. Don't forget about them. Tackle the NFL action in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You'll get started $150 of bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste a hunch. You make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
T.J. Watt. Whenever you do so, he's chasing down. And that last play to me is so important because that's the quarterback run game. And the Steelers understand how to defend it. We saw on that play, T.J. Watt is tackling the dive. He's coming downhill, and the linebackers are scraping over the top to get to Jaden Daniels. So when you talk about the Eagles and their run game with the zone schemes and then Jalen keeping the ball at times, they're going to be prepared for it. And I think they're going to force Philly to put the ball in his hands, Jalen Hurts, and force him to throw the ball on the outside.
Welcome back, Midday Show. The voice of Jason McCourty, ESPN.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He ain't lying.
Talking about how the Steelers could try to force the Eagles to throw that football on Sunday. Where do you come down? Should they target A.J. Moore? Should they focus on A.J. now after everything has hopefully been buried a little bit here? Everyone's calmed down a little bit. Now what? Should they try to get A.J. the ball more or just stay the course with the offense? I say stay the course. You want to get the ball to A.J. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the P.I. Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. I'm very curious, people come down on the poll today on this one. Should the Eagles focus on getting A.J. Brown targets on Sunday?
Come down on the poll is crazy.
I didn't think about how I phrased that one. All right. 53% say stick to what's worked. 47% say yes. So in to use your vernacular on this, you're losing the poll today.
Well, you know what it is, because they don't understand what's being said. We're not going to win the Super Bowl with the formula that we have presently. We're not going
to
do it.
I agree, but if the quarterback isn't more efficient, to use your word, they could throw it 100 times. It won't matter.
Yeah, but the thing is this. I think that the efficiency is the thing. I think when people hear run the ball more or change the offense, they think that I'm thinking bombs away. Just go into the game and start throwing. No, I'm not saying that. We have to be more efficient in the passing game. We got to feed AJ. We got to give him more touches than that.
See, this is where I agree, but I disagree with you. So let me paint a picture for Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Steelers come in. They stack the box. They're playing well up front. They make it harder on Saquon than maybe any team has all year, or at least in a while, right? And as great as Saquon is, this is probably the biggest challenge he's faced the entire season. It wouldn't shock me if Saquon on Sunday has, 95 yards instead of 155, and it's just more of a challenge. If the game ends and the Eagles win and Jalen Hurts is 20 of 25 and those passes go to Jahan Dotson and Craig Calcaterra and Devontae Smith has a 150-yard game, I care less about A.J. Brown and his particular targets on Sunday. I don't care. If they win and Jalen plays his best game and they all go to Devontae and Calcaterra, I'm not going to lose any sleep Sunday night if I see a one catch, 6 yards next to A.J. Brown's name, if it all plays out the way I said.
No, I mean, I
don't
hear what
need
you're saying,
him to have targets.
But 9 times out of 10, if we're being fair, if we're being realistic about what you're saying, anytime a pass play is drawn up, any I don't care what pass play it is, A.J. is your primary target.
Sure. But if they take it away, you got to go to number two.
And that's the thing. If I'm not saying force him the ball, but have more of a be more conscious of
a focus,
the situation. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Because for whatever reason, we're still sitting here recklessly speculating.
Darn right.
About what happened on that second play of the game.
Well, I could tell you what happened. Why AJ was open and Jalen didn't throw it. I mean, I don't know why he didn't,
happened. Hey, Joe, in a nutshell, that's what happened.
He was wide open.
We're trying to figure out.
And the quarterback didn't throw it.
Why did that happen? Why did it happen that way? Why did it happen that way?
Well, we could have all our theories. I mean, mine is he doesn't see the field well enough.
I just feel like this might come up again in the near future.
What was that?
His targets don't matter to me. It's wins and losses.
Good player, Joe.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player.
He's a great player.
We got a $30 million decoy. That, to me, that math ain't math. Math ain't my thing. That math ain't math.
Nine wins in a row as a decoy.
No, I hear you.
I'm just not worried about it.
Come on, man. We've been around enough football teams to know this dog don't. Eventually, this dog ain't going to hunt. We've been talking about this for weeks. But the fact that Saquon Barkley, everybody and their mama knew at some point, when is it going to be? When he ain't happy no more. It just so happened to happen. That's why, to me, it's crazy for people to say, oh, well, they're mad at AJ. And you knew this was going to happen.
I know, but we thought it would happen after a loss. It happened after a win. I mean,
you knew he wasn't going to be happy.
It's almost like,
but now y'all surprised. Like y'all run around like y'all surprised.
Yeah, but wait. It's almost like you ever have a disagreement with a significant other, you know it's kind of brewing. But you do it like you got to pick your moment. Don't do it on like the holidays. You don't do it on a family party.
More than times, significant others don't care. When they feel like it's time to act a fool, they're going to act a fool.
Well, I guess you're right on that. All right, 215-592.
They don't care about timing. They don't care about your feelings.
94-94.
They're about to act a fool.
All right, hopefully this guy doesn't act a fool Sunday. Kellen Moore spoke this week. Listen to what he said about trying and how they do try to get AJ the ball.
I'm going to focus more on trying to find different ways to increase the likelihood of the ball going to him. Ultimately, the quarterback has to play based off the reaction of the defense and trust that there's progressions within a play. And then, you know, for us, we're always going to evaluate how can we get it to him sooner and create those opportunities. And again, it's really about probability.
Well, that was interesting the way he framed it, the focus, but also ultimately it's about the quarterback trusting the progressions. I feel like that is it was his way of softly telling us what might be the issue. Maybe this quarterback's not trusting what he's seeing.
He ain't throwing him the ball. Okay, now I'm just reckless speculating. Okay, let me stop.
You're gonna stop?
No, I'm being a martyr.
All right, let's talk.
I mean, you know, that's what it sounds like to me.
I like how you said, "Let me stop." Then you're like, "No, hold on, one more, one more little speculation."
Let me just drop one more speculation out there.
Let's talk to Donald Chester. Let him speculate. What's up, Donald?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's going on?
Hey,
man?
Donald.
I don't know, man. I'm listening to you guys. You know,
it sounds like with a mouth full of food.
Yeah, you know it.
What do you have? Is lunchtime or is this like a breakfast sandwich? What do you got?
How about that D, baby?
Wow.
Extra cheese and sausage.
Cheese sausage and cheese? Is that what he said?
Sausage sandwich.
Pizza with sausage.
That's what I'm talking about. Breakfast of champions.
There you go.
But, you know, listen, man.
Oh. All right, Donald, hold on a second.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Donald, get yourself together.
I got Don called with a whole mouthful of pizza. Say, look here, man.
So can I just ask politely for everyone in the audience? We welcome everyone's phone call. And I know that you don't know when your call is going to get pulled up, right? Like you get on the Kyle, you call Kyle, he puts you on the board. You don't know when I'm going to go to
but
you.
Don't just eat. Call with a mouthful
well,
of pizza.
No. I'm even saying that's okay. But when I call your name and say Donald, maybe we swallow the bite we're currently chewing and don't put the next one in. I feel like that's not a hard ask.
I don't know, dog. If it's some good pizza, though, if it's that fire pizza, you got to do what you got to do.
It doesn't feel like a hard ask.
Pizza at 11:30? That's live. That's live.
I think he was quite ready to pause the eating. Which was the issue there.
Yeah, and I felt like he put an extra bite in as we were talking
absolutely.
To him. And that we can't do. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
You already know what it is.
I think I was not logged into this.
Oh, we're Zoom call.
Now Bruce! We get Bruce on his Zoom.
I mean, come on.
All right.
Bruce! We get on Zoom call.
Wow.
I respect the fact that people are at work listening to us.
Not working.
It's live.
All right. It's good. All right. 215-592-94 whatever. Can we take a quick pause here to let everyone know what they should be listening for? Because as you know, every day we are trying to find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking. So let's let everyone hear the sound of the next time you hear this coming up, you will have a chance to call in. So here's what it sounds like for Hughes Holiday Stocking.
Ho, ho. It's Hughes Holiday Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
It's so good. All right, there's the sounder. Next time, over the course of the rest of the show, you hear this, call in 215-592-949 for your chance to win today a pair of Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, clear tote bag, and the grand prize, which we will give away. All of our qualifying winners automatically entered a Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, smoking chips, Weber Spirit 2 Grill, and a 55-inch smart TV, all brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniels. Next time you hear the sounder, call and we'll find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking today. All right, let's go back to Bruce. I believe the Zoom call is either
Bruce.
Muted or he's just going to ignore them. Hey, Bruce.
Yep.
What's up,
Hello?
Bruce? What's
Hello.
Up, man?
Bruce, what's up?
Sorry about the technicalities there, brothers.
It's all right. We're always interested in what's going on the Zoom call, so we're good.
I know, hopefully none of my secret squirrel stuff leaks out, but yeah, I gotta pay attention to that. But anyway, man, look, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I have not called into the morning show yet. I mean, one day they're just going to cause me to lose my religion, and maybe I'll call in there under the influence of Molly Percocets and just say
Percocet.
Say what I really need
Molly
to say.
Molly Percocet, yeah.
Because they're still trying to go at AJ about what he said. Well, I don't believe him. You know, I mean, what more does this man have to say? Okay.
Well, actually, I think he needs to say less. I mean, I think that's that. Like, you know, not yesterday, Bruce. He had to speak yesterday. He had to clear the air.
Correct.
I think for a lot of people, it would make them feel better if, like, less talk after the game when he's frustrated rather than more. I think that's probably what people are hoping for.
But see, he was honest. And he said what we were all thinking. It needed to be said by somebody. It needed to be said by somebody. And I had no... Up until BG said something about it, when everybody was like, okay, you know what? It was constructive criticism until BG. When BG said, that's when this thing took legs and it went off into a flying, burning hell of foolishness. Okay? I think it needed to be said because it was true on everything we had all been saying. But moving forward, though, I think that this is also an indictment, again, on the coaching staff. Here's my thing about it. See, nobody can question AJ. Look, this man is out here blocking for Barkley. You know, nobody should be questioning his dedication to the team, okay? He's doing everything he's been doing up to this point, and it just happened to have this last, you know, this last situation. So I'm with AJ all the way when it comes down to how this thing plays out. But I'm going to tell you something else. Mm-hmm. You know, the coaching staff, man, they need to get it together. Because, see, if they saw that problem, one of the questions he said, did anybody talk to y'all? No. No, in-game, if you're having issues like that, why is Kellen Moore or C-Rail and somebody else, hey, guys, come on, let's do a quick huddle. Let's get the tablet out. Let's figure out what's going on in-game. Somebody, y'all should be having active communication during the game and just letting stuff stew and you're getting video clips. Everybody being frustrated, nobody's talking to each other. That's a leadership issue. And they need to get better at that, and they need to get a handle on it because it's not going to be the last time you're going to have issues. And they just need to be more proactive on addressing these problems on the fly instead of letting
I agree. I mean, on, it's funny that you said that, Bruce. On TV in front of us, ESPN's, you know, they're still talking about this. Bruce, we appreciate it. They got the clip of AJ annoyed on the sideline Sunday and Devontae trying to calm him down. Maybe he was upset too. I don't know. But his point is maybe the coaches come over and try to calm these guys down in the game rather than – what do you make of that?
Yeah. You know what's funny about it? It's like this is not something new when it comes to high-caliber, high-talented receivers – and quarterback problems or quarterback issues.
It's every year in the NFL.
It's everybody deals with this. And good coaches always, you know, you have some coaches that go into this situation and say, hey, well, I'm going to run my offense, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes you need to say something just like hey, dog, we got to feed AJ. It might not happen, but you're letting AJ know that you're on his mind. You
just
know what I'm saying?
Appeasing him, making
kinda,
him feel
kinda
better.
Kind of like, hey, AJ, hey man, we're gonna get you in the game, dog. Just give me some time. That's all you got to say. But I think it came to a head when we all saw the play, and we all sat there and looked at it when we perceived that that Jalen saw AJ and didn't throw the ball to him. That's where I think. It was really a problem because he was wide open and he still didn't get the ball.
Let me address something Bruce said. I'm curious what everyone thinks of it and what you think of it, Hugh. He said he's not upset at AJ because AJ said we were all thinking. But like, not everyone could be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. We joke about the drunk uncle. Not every day requires a drunk uncle telling you things that you don't maybe need to hear in front of everyone. Like what he did, yes, I think... We've all probably had this internal battle in our head this week. Like, AJ's probably right, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in fact, I think he is right. Passing game's an issue. Jalen is not playing well enough right now. But it's one thing for me to say it. It's one thing for our callers to say it. It's one thing for you to say it. We're fans, you know, you're ex-player, you are. Like, you see, He's his teammate in the locker room after the game. Do you think it's a good thing, or do you think there's a line here? Fine line.
I know a lot of people are going to feel like I'm playing semantics, but
here we go.
You can't even let me get it out. But what he said was not directed towards the quarterback. Now we can imply that it was. Because we have, and that's that we know, because Kyle's already looking at me with his arms folded, mad at me.
Semantics, Douglas.
Semantics, no. But it wasn't as pointed as we make it out to be. Because we all felt it. But when I heard it, to be honest, full disclosure, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, he's talking about the quarterback, but he's also talking about the passing game. Because we've been talking about the passing game for weeks. We've been talking about that for weeks. So if I'm the quarterback, I hear what he's saying. But I also understand that it's the collective.
It's the collective.
But you know, he's the guy that touches the ball every time. But it's the way that how it's going down. And if we're being fair in the situation, Jalen said the same thing in the press conference.
There also is one other element to the Eagles offense that I think is unique. Not every offense is like this. Hugh, I also wonder how many times Jalen decides to keep it himself. Or hand it on the RPO that AJ might not agree with that. Right? The Eagles' offense isn't straight run or pass, right?
Mm-hmm. It's all predicated on what Jalen sees.
Right. So Jalen's mind and his opinion on what he's seeing holds a larger weight here than other offenses. Like, I don't know how it all works in other teams. A lot of teams do use some element of the RPO. But, it's not as simple as Kellen Moore calls pass, and we know AJ is the number one option. He likely is getting the ball in that play. Jalen's got a lot of opinion on this. So, maybe AJ also thinks Jalen's not making the right read. Like, hey, instead of you holding it this time, let's get to a pass. I don't know what he's thinking other than he's annoyed, and he tried to clear it up yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Self in North Philly. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Self?
Hey, look, I got Hugh.
Yes.
Me and you are usually on the same side a lot of times on things.
I already know how you feel about
this. It's about time he's with a football guy like me. Go ahead, Self.
Let me say this. I need y'all to hear me out on this, right? Number one, hell no, you don't feed him the ball. What are we doing? Giving the crybaby baby, throwing a tantrum, what he want? We don't do that. I got a one-year-old right here. She fall out and have a temper tantrum. She ain't getting nothing.
Oh, he part, that's how self part of old ass daddy club like me.
You treat the baby like a baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number two, right? Only thing they can do to put a band-aid on this bullet wound is win the Super Bowl. Because it's out there now.
Damn, bullet wound, though.
Right. Because what happens is, if it was just an offense, he should have said offense. I mean, and that includes running or whatever, because Saquon ain't had 200 yards on Sunday. He had 100 or something. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, if you're not talking about Jalen, then say offense. Don't say passing, because passing is going to lead to speculation. We know what he meant. We're sitting here trying to defend this dude. We know exactly what he meant. You know what I'm saying? When BG spoke, that was BG tired of his BS, too. There's probably other players that tired of his nonsense. Tennessee Titans let him go for a reason. What was that reason? Exactly what he's doing now. It's just him. Devontae only feeling discomfort now because he got a cancerous piece going through his earpiece. Stop playing, man. This dude is a cancer. Get rid of him. Let somebody else have that problem, and let's get another receiver in here that'll compliment Devontae, really, and let's play football, man. Period. This dude's a cancer. Get rid of him.
Self, good phone call, man. Always appreciate it.
The one thing that I am never wrong about is Self does not like A.J. Brown. At all. And see, this Self, you know, you my brother and I love you to death, but this is why I can't agree, because you can't be objective in this situation, because you just can't stand him. And to be honest, AJ is a hell of a receiver. And when you look at the numbers with him on the field, we have a lot of success with AJ.
In fact, they haven't lost a game with him on the field this year.
He's a big part of Jalen's success. I hear what you're saying, but again, man, like I said, every good team that I've been on has had one of those guys. And I ain't been on too many of them, but they've had one of those guys. Receivers are different.
But sometimes they're too loud. Let me give you an example. The Bills, there was a lot of people thought they took a downgrade this year when they got rid of Stephon Diggs. Doesn't look like they downgraded.
They're having issues with the passing game, but they're still winning. They're still winning.
I mean, I think their offense is better now than it was last year.
Stephon was loud, but man, I tell you, it's
too loud.
It's something different when you have that guy. When you have Keyshawn, you know, we didn't win that first year he was there, but that second one, you got that guy. Like, it's different. T.O. here, it's something where you have to learn. And I think coaches nowadays do a better job of appeasing those guys.
They do. It's interesting the examples you use, though, but how many of the loudest receivers have actually raised the trophy?
How many? Jerry Rice was he was different, but it was a different era.
Different era.
And he came from HBCU, so that was different.
I would like the ones you named. Like, T.O. didn't raise a trophy.
He didn't. Keyshawn did. Keyshawn won one in Tampa. And he was loud. He was loud and boisterous in Tampa.
Antonio Brown didn't raise a trophy.
He did. Yes, he did. Antonio Brown in Tampa.
I don't know if he was on that
Antonio,
team.
Antonio AB was on that. He was on that Tampa Bay team. Because remember, he came back the next year and he went berserk. Antonio, if I'm not mistaken,
him on
Antonio
the one
Brown
I don't remember
was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers championship team.
If you're right, then I'm wrong.
Let me make sure, Joe.
So he eventually arrived there.
Yeah, because remember he got
but
cut.
But I remember it was
he got cut by the Raiders.
I remember Evans and Godwin when they won the Super Bowl, not him on that team.
I think he was on that team.
Okay, we'll go back and look. But the bottom line is, like, AJ's a great player. I don't want to move off AJ. That's not what I'm alluding to. I'm just like, if every year they're winning and he finds a way to be upset, that gets old after a while. And it gets old. I mean, it gets old after a while in a locker room. And maybe that's what BG was alluding to.
He appeared in two and he won one. He won one. He won 2021.
2021 Super Bowl.
Yeah, that... he won with the Buccaneers. He won with the Buccaneers.
Okay. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will, what's up? He lost with the Steelers against the Packers.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Will.
Listen, man, this is one thing, man. And like I keep saying, it comes down to the coordinators and the coaches, man. As y'all watching this season go on, right, how you're not trying to and wanting to incorporate the passing? You think what I'm saying? Because as you look, the further we get down and closer to the Super Bowl and to the playoffs, you got more passing teams. So that means you're going to have to step the game up. And guess what? This next game, they're not going to force you to pass. You should want to pass, okay? The whole thing is you're going to have to, and just like what Rhea said too earlier about the hurry-up offense, you're going to have to get your timing down. And that's what something that they should have been working on with Jalen. He understands what his flaw is.
Mm-hmm.
His timing is off, right? So the whole thing is, see, when Jalen's taking off, a lot of quarterbacks still look downfield as they run it.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Jalen just runs. He like, I got to get these yards, or I got to contribute some way. You know what I mean? He's not continuously looking down the field. So he got to work on that a little bit. Another thing, man. With this A.J. Brown. See, the whole thing is, man, listen, I know you a diva, and I know before Saquon came on. All right, let me give you a quick analogy. This is just like you got your girlfriend, right? And your girlfriend, week after week, showing you and kind of like telling you, like, hey, babe, you ain't spending no time with me no more. Well, somebody else got your attention. So you infatuated with this new chick, you know, not really trying to leave your old one, but you infatuated. So you start, you know, giving her more time, paying her more attention. That's just like with Saquon right now. Jalen's paying Saquon more attention, and he's not really focusing on the rest of the team. The last thing I'm going to say, I know I went all over the place, but the last thing I'm going to say, the reason why the Lions is so good and they only lost one game, because they have balance. They got the run, and guess what? They got a whole bunch of plays where they passing that ball so that momentum could keep going.
Yeah, they spread it around. It's a good point, Will. I mean, they had like five guys had six catches in a game recently. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, right back to all your phone calls on this coming up. And we'll play what Dan Orlovsky said about how the Eagles have to approach Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next with all your phone calls right here on the Midday Show.
Here's Hello Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
I knew it's that time. It is time to figure out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, 215-592-9494. Hop in right now. You can ask us one yes or no question and then give a guess. Today's theme, Hugh, I believe, is you're putting a person in your stocking.
Yeah, it's a person.
All right, there's
a whole person.
A whole person in Hugh's holiday stocking. Your chance to guess and win an incredible prize on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. Don't forget about them. Tackle the NFL action in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You'll get started with $150 of bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste a hunch. You make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.